it started out in Southern California in 1965, and then in 1985, we moved to Oklahoma City because they needed space where the previous home was. And more recently, we were in Oklahoma City. We were in a large museum, which was a collection of museums. It was called the Science Museum Oklahoma. The thrust of that museum became more technical, more space-oriented, and it was apparent that photography was not as good a fit as it once was. So about 5 or 6 years ago, we started looking for alternative locations.
And you looked at a lot of different cities. So what brought St. Louis to the very top?
St. Louis has a phenomenally accepting community of artists and art appreciators. It really is a cultural gold mine, we think. And the stars aligned in a good way for us. We were able to find a location in the Grand Center area with the Sheldon and the Contemporary and the Pulitzer and all of the other venues, St. Louis University's Museum of Art. It was a good, really good fit for us.
The Hall of Fame inducts photographers and innovators and also has thousands and thousands of images. And I'm wondering, what do you do with all those images?
Well, the our main objective is to educate about the history of photography. For that purpose, we use the images and display opportunities where we will have historical displays. And we also love the contemporary work, and so we will have contemporary photography displays as well. The other aspect of it, I guess, is the camera museum, which is a vast section of our collections as well.
And do you expect to have photographers come and speak and professors?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're looking forward to guest speakers, to partnering with organizations like Canon that fund speakers. And the interesting thing about St. Louis is that there are over a dozen universities in the metropolitan region that have accredited courses in photography. We have a collectors group connected with the St. Louis Art Museum, and of course the Art Museum itself has collected and displayed photography. So we're hoping that that our organization can become a nexus and a way to connect a lot of the opportunities together.
And when do you hope to make the move?
Well, we're hoping ready to embark on a fundraising campaign at this time, and we're hoping that we will be able to open in the first quarter of 2013.
Not that far away.
No, it's kind of scary.
Do you have any idea what your first exhibit might be?
No, I haven't. We haven't thought that far ahead, but we have a wonderful collection. In fact, we have a traveling collection of some very rare camera work images. Camera Work was a magazine published by Alfred Stieglitz from 1905 to 1915, and he hand-tipped in photogravure images to every edition of that magazine, and we have a collection of about 60 of those photogravures, and it was shown at Merrimack last October. So we've had a pre-showing of some of our work here.